I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 11th. No arrests reported in that triple stabbing at the Residence Inn in Braintree yesterday. State police say three people were stabbed during an altercation between two groups in the parking lot late Tuesday night. One victim was in critical condition. Police said the groups were from out of state and were at the hotel for employment reasons. Today, the South Shore YMCA in Quincy will become the Hale Family YMCA. The Y is being renamed after Robin Karen Hale made a $5 million donation to the Y. Hale is owner of Granite Telecommunications and Fox Rock Properties in Quincy, and his wife Karen has served as a member of the Y's executive board. A renaming ceremony will be held today at 5, featuring Governor Charlie Baker, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, and other state and local dignitaries. Open houses will be held today at Manatt Community Health Center locations on C Street on Howes Neck and on Bicknell Street in Germantown here in Quincy. C Street will be open from 9 a.m. to noon and Bicknell Street from 1 to 4 p.m. The open houses are part of National Health Center Week and will feature healthy snacks, games, giveaways, health center information, and free COVID-19 vaccinations. Manatt was founded in 1979 and has three locations in Quincy and locations in Hull, Attleboro, and Taunton. The Friends of Faxon Park will hold their last meeting of the summer today at 6:30 at the Pavilion. The public is welcome to attend and learn about efforts to preserve and improve Faxon Park. Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at noon and Friday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 11th.